This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. This is the Back Brief. I'm Rod Rodriguez. Aliens. All right, I'm going to get right into it. How are we not talking about this? How are we not talking about possible aliens? Seriously, this isn't clickbait. I'm not making this up. The DOD has been talking about this all year, and even last year. This should be a major story we're discussing in America, but we've literally given more homepage time to the Island Boys than this story, the story that could be the most important story of our lifetimes. The Department of Defense has acknowledged that there are things flying around our airspace they don't understand, isn't one of ours, and doesn't look like anything our foes, adversaries, allies, compadres, nothing we've ever seen looks like what we're seeing in these videos, what we're seeing in photographs. They've been so concerned about it that they stopped calling them UFOs and started calling them UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomena. Then the military came out and said, yes, we have been investigating it. The Navy was charged with this responsibility, and also the videos that recently came out are real. The Navy has been investigating this. The military, the DOD said the videos that just recently came out are real. And what video, you may ask? The one where Navy jet fighter pilots were tracking a little tic-tac-shaped vehicle zipping around over the Pacific doing aerial acrobatics that legit stunned experienced fighter pilots. The whole thing was caught on their FLIR cameras along with a bunch of other instruments. Now that video was leaked or released, however you want to see it. And presto, the government's like, yep, that is real. And we have no clue what it is. Now Congress recently passed a bill to stand up the Airborne Object Identification and Management Synchronization Group, or AOIMSG, as a successor to the UAP Task Force that was long denied to even exist. AOIMSG, do you know how I know they don't want you to care about this? They didn't even turn it into a usable acronym. The Army managed to turn the name of the office that investigates sexual harassment and assault into something clever and memorable, like SHARP, S-H-A-R-P, Sexual Harassment, Assault, and Response Prevention. They could have made a clever acronym for this new UAP or UFO office. There's someone sitting on a clever one right now, I promise. But they went with AOIMSG, which you can't even turn into a freaking sound. OMSIG, AOMSIG, nothing. The whole purpose of this group is to, quote, address the challenges associated with assessing UAP occurring on or near DoD training ranges and installations. End quote. These things aren't just being seen by folks in rural areas with grainy cell phones. It's a real problem. A problem showing up on DoD training areas installations. These things aren't just showing up in random spots over the country. They're showing up over our military installations. This is a huge deal, and it's barely made a ripple in the news. There's video of UAPs zipping around our jet fighters, and we're like, oh, cool. Next. This is the story of the century, and we simply don't care. Maybe the problem is the news itself. To say it's churning is an understatement, more like roiling, like half a 50-gallon metal drum full of excrement and 30-50 of diesel and mogas. The talking heads are out there, and they're stirring that mess up for the masses, and we love it. Fox and CNN make billions out of keeping your attention for 3 minutes at a time. And then they tell you to feel another way about something else. We're chimps, folks. We're chimps. If there was ever any better evidence to support that humans are chimps that stood up, made a wheel, invented Pornhub, and been trying to find a digital escape that would put us back on all fours, then cable and internet news is proof positive of that. Mark my words, TikTok-style news is coming to cell phones near you. And after that, you'll be living in the metaverse. 20 out of your 24 hours where you'll be inundated with clickbait dancing girls and acoustic versions of Lil Yachty songs. The very notion that the supreme governing body of the United States of America has acknowledged that our airspace is being violated by aircraft demonstrating technology that exceeds anything we currently possess openly, unclassified, should be so alarming that we should be demanding answers like that Tic Tac used steroids to win the World Series. We watch murder trials as if that's the only murder trial going on in the United States, and it's not. While we watched Rittenhouse, there were literally thousands of murder trials going on every year in this country. There are something like 150,000 murder trials conducted annually. Then the one trial that maybe we should be paying attention to is the Ghislaine Maxwell one, who may have helped run a child rape ring to the rich and powerful. Her trial is closed doors, and we get a courtroom sketch and printed words that we all know no one wants to read. That doesn't strike anyone as odd or weird. Let's pretend like it's not aliens. That's the Chinese. No one's freaking out that the Chinese are flying over our airspace. No one's freaking out that our most rich and powerful people, to include U.S. presidents, were hanging out with a child rapist and his rape planner, Ghislaine. That both of these stories are being publicly released with less priority than McDonald's announcing the return of the McRib. I was just talking to my friend Lou Elizondo about exactly this. Now, some of you may recognize that name. He's been very heavily involved in the UAP DoD end. And he tells me that it's a gradual disclosure. And I want to believe that. I want to believe that there is some sense to the speed and the techniques at which we're releasing this information, that maybe smarter people, maybe political leaders understand human nature, and they're just trying to ease us into this knowledge that the universe is smaller than we think, that maybe we're not alone. Or maybe they're just trying to help us understand that technology is about to take some major leaps. I don't know. But I feel like aliens parking a UAP on the White House lawn will be interesting for 2 minutes until we scroll up and our attention is diverted to a compilation video of people blowing air into their dogs' faces. We're going to turn around, and there will be aliens from another planet or dimension, and we're going to be like, oh yeah,
we're not alone in the universe. And that probably has some serious ramifications to existential questions about who I am, the purpose of life, not to mention what this means about my religious beliefs that make up the fabric of my morals and ethics. Oh, this guy just made a cake in a cup of the microwave. Cool. Where are my QAnoners? Where are you guys on this? You guys distrust the government. You love a good conspiracy. You guys think JFK Jr. is still alive and he's going to be a president. How are my QAnoners not marching for disclosure? Where is literally anyone on this? A story about a trans swimmer breaking records and pissing off parents in Pennsylvania is homepage news on Fox right now. Nothing about UAPs. Nothing about Ghislaine Maxwell. Nothing. We care more about a swimming record pissing off conservative parents than we do about an invasion of airspace by potential alien life and our leaders raping children. Now, I'm all about defending swim races and rankings and, you know, the whole idea of trans people participating in sports is a discussion for another day. But how that ranks up against potential life from other planets visiting ours and or advanced technology of which we've never seen before and the world's most insane, most disgusting child rape ring, how those things match up against swimmers in Pennsylvania breaking records and pissing off parents is beyond me. But that's where we're at, folks. I don't know. Maybe it's better to get lost in the New York Post and read about what's going on in O.J. Simpson's life. Maybe that's easier than wrestling with the question of, are we alone? Is this it? A little blue dot in the darkness of space, a mote of dust suspended on a sunbeam. A tiny planet where the rich can subscribe to child rape like you and I subscribe to Disney Plus. Ah, yes. Earth is cool, I guess. By the way, have you seen Hawkeye? Super dope, right? Damn, I love Disney Plus. It's just about enough to make you forget the world is still turning and churning and roiling and that these stories are being released. Nobody can say they're not being released. I think that's the point, right? Nobody can say we're subverting the American public. We're not suppressing the story. We're not keeping people away from reading about it. We're just quietly releasing it. Kind of like a side cough. And by the way, Maxwell's raping children. And there might be aliens. But let's talk about COVID, folks. COVID and the mask. And Fauci's an a-hole and this and that, you know. These are all important stories, too. But this could be the story that... this could be the story of our lifetimes. This should be a little more prominent. And it's not. And why is that? Why is that? Sometimes it's not about smoke and fire. Sometimes the question of why is there so much damn smoke? Where are we being led? Why are we being led there? Now, I know I begin to sound like a conspiracy theorist. And you start my, like, maybe you're the QAnoner, Rod. Maybe you're the one that's looking at blinky lights in the sky and taking it out of context. Maybe they're just skunkworks from Lockheed. Maybe they're fighter planes. Maybe it's DARPA. It's not aliens. Don't worry about it. Everything's fine until it's not, folks. Everything's fine until it's not. Jeffrey Epstein and his freak island That shouldn't exist. That shouldn't exist. How is that a thing? How is it that we allowed political leaders to... We're letting them off the hook. We're letting them off the hook. One of the biggest stories of our lifetimes right there, this Maxwell story. And we get court sketches. Rittenhouse, we literally watched this entire kid's trial. We watched the prosecutor point an M16 at the jury. Or at the, I'm sorry, an AR-15. We watched him point an AR-15 at the jury. We hung onto this trial, every word, every image. We dissected this kid crying on the stand. And we get a court sketch of Ghislaine Maxwell. We get a court sketch. This person is showing up to court wearing furs. She's looking like she's at a party. I don't know, folks. Little blue dot, darkness of space. And it just seems like whoever has the most assets here, they get to do whatever they want. No accountability. And I know she's on trial, but we'll see. I mean, old Jeff got out. He took the easy way out. He allegedly committed suicide. I don't know, man. Even that is up to debate. There's a lot of folks out there that have some interesting perspectives on Mr. Jeffrey Epstein. Only the back brief would bring you a story, would bring you an episode tying Jeffrey Epstein and aliens together. Next week, we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the veteran news, but I thought this was interesting because this is DOD related and it is kind of the end of the year. We're about to enter the Christmas season, so happy holidays to everybody listening. Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever it is that you celebrate deep in your heart. Enjoy it, spend time with your family, relax, or don't relax, get riled up, get roiled up, if you will. Figure out what's going on out here. I'm going to enjoy my Christmas. All right, folks, I'm Rod Rodriguez. This was The Back Brief. You can also check out my other podcast, Military Matters, at stripes.com. Military Matters is available everywhere you listen to podcasts, Apple, Spotify, YouTube, you name it. We're there. Boom. Make sure you check out the other shows here at Connecting Vets. Make sure you check out my guy, Phil Briggs, Connecting Vets, CBS. Eye on Veterans. That's CBS Eye on Veterans, another amazing podcast. And as always, go check out the news articles. Go check out some of this veteran-related news at connectingvets.com. All right, I'm Rod Rodriguez. That does it for me. I will see you at the next episode.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.